Alright, Sarah Schieber's coming up next. Another violist, a writer, and a wonderful storyteller.
Hey, yeah.
So I should sit in this one, right?
You yes. sit wherever you want to sit.
What Where was that positive attitude when I wanted
to? Shut your mouth, Maura.
Let's not do this right.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize in advance if this makes no sense. Okay. I wrote it earlier this afternoon. I haven't really read through it much since. So just in case, sorry. All right, now I think I'm probably not going to pronounce this guy's name right because I've only ever seen it. I've never heard it. So, Harvard professor, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Probably not, but... one of the concepts that critical theorist Dr. Homi Bhabha is known for discussing is that of unhomeliness, or the idea of being unhomed. The definition of unhomeliness basically amounts to a situation where any barrier that might have existed between our private and public lives is just destroyed, leaving the unhomed individual vulnerable to the influence of external forces. And you can see this most often applied to study of colonization or immigration, but it can pop up anywhere at any time, and it can apply to a lot of different situations. What I take away from this idea mostly is that with no secure sort of home retreat for us, where we are able to both preserve and develop our sense of self, we end up being melted down and sort of meshed together with the most insistent bits and pieces of the outside world that would have us surrender to their greater vision of who and what we ought to be. So it's not much of a secret that people in the US generally don't maintain the healthiest of work-life balances. This has been getting better in recent years, but it's something that's been around for a while. And a friend that was visiting from Germany pointed this out to me best back in high school when she observed that back in Germany, people tended to work in order to live. But here it seemed like people lived to work, that work was the focal point of their lives and everything else kind of fit in around the sides. And every family or community is going to be different. But in my case, she was not wrong at all. And I didn't even realize it at the time. I was in high school. I was like, careers, what's that? but I don't think it has been intentional. But there's always been a strong emphasis on work and career in my family in particular. When I was looking at schools, for example, for going to college, the general mood of research and visits wasn't that I was looking for the place that I most wanted to go. My parents would say, well, where are you just going to get a degree that will get you a job? And later, like, if there was somewhere I wanted to volunteer, the first question would always be, well, do you think this could turn into a job for you? A lot of times, being volunteer work, the answer is no. I will say that I did manage to get a degree in English language and lit without any outside complaint, which is great. There's an entire song from Avenue Q about what are you supposed to do with that. And that definitely did come up. Family, neighbors, strangers, all. When they find out that you're not going to be a teacher, but you got a degree in English, they will say, well, then why did you get that degree? So what else are you going to do with that? Family members seem to want to be able to tell their friends something concrete about your accomplishments, like Sarah's going to be a doctor, Sarah's going to be a lawyer, a professor, not Sarah's having an awesome time while she redefines her understanding of the Regency and figures out feminism and Marxism in Jane Austen. That doesn't come up much over tea. So by the time graduation came around, spending the time studying what I wanted, but also constantly having this background, I said, what are you going to do? How does this translate to a job? I ended up really just having no idea what I was going to do, no idea what I wanted to do. And it seemed like I had even less of an idea of who I was than when I had arrived at my dorm room 4 years earlier. It didn't help that I'd had a couple complications that pretty negatively impacted my ability to do any decent sort of career opportunity hunting. And when I came back home, I couldn't have felt like I belonged anywhere less. This is by no means a monumental revelation, but I'm going to say it all the same. Trying to define yourself by the job you have or the career that you want is a terrible idea. It doesn't really translate to a true sense of self-worth. And after spending a lot of time in this sort of mindset without even realizing it, I figured out that trying to define yourself either by the job that you have or the career that you want, instead of letting your own interests and passions drive what you do with your life, that all I was really doing was letting the faceless and unrelenting machine of the corporate public tear open my heart and rearrange the geography of my soul. I realize these are strong words, but it's actually pretty true. Before I even noticed that anything was amiss, between a succession of cover letters and applications for more than a few places I couldn't have cared less about, my sense of self ended up getting melted down and meshed together with bits and pieces of rejection letters, job descriptions, and a few part-time gigs that happened to roll my way and ranked at varying levels of terrible. My favorite of these had to be working as a substitute for a kindergarten class, where I was warned within the first 10 minutes that the kids were going to be extra rowdy because it was a full moon. I was substitute teaching for werewolves. And for some reason, I had subconsciously opened the door to the notion of being that was being foisted upon me by outside voices, that life after college really only began with a job, and I just had to keep chasing jobs. Basically, I had allowed this unhoming process to occur without even noticing it. I'm happy to say that I did manage to snap out of it. It was a slow climb, kind of gradual, kind of like when you wake up after one of those crazy afternoon naps where you had a dream you were teaming up with Link to save the world from Lego spiders and like airborne kayaks, right? You wake up and you have no idea where you are, but you kind of eventually see that's my couch, that's my table. Okay. It was long overdue, but with every hunted down volunteer or fun writing opportunity, solitary hike, viola practice session, and class taken with no thought towards how it might impact my career prospects, I was finally able to extricate my sense of self and self-worth from the web of outside expectations and reclaiming it for my own. So in a way, I say that that was just like coming home.
Guys, speaking of werewolves, remember, Nerdalog's Werewolf Game Night, Sunday, September 30th. Thanks for the plug, Sarah.